Well, this morning I want to give just a mini message, and then we will have you guys share with one another at your tables and then begin to eat. But I do want to share a mini message to you this morning. I'm going to share from a passage in John chapter 6, well-known passage, and I'm sure you know it, Jesus feeding the 5,000 as we reflect on Thanksgiving. This is John chapter 6, starting verse 5 here. It says, when Jesus looked up and saw a great crowd coming towards him, he says to Philip, where shall we buy bread for these people to eat? He had asked this only to test them because Jesus had already in mind what he was going to do. And Philip answered, it would take almost a year's wages to buy enough bread for each one to have a bite. Another of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, spoke up. Here's a boy with five small barley loaves and two small fish. But how far will they go among so many? Jesus said, have the people sit down. There was plenty of grass in that place, and they sat down. About 5,000 men were there. Jesus then took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed to those who had were seated as much as they wanted. He did the same with fish. When they had all gathered enough to eat, he said to his disciples, gather the pieces that are left over. Let nothing be wasted. So they gathered them and filled 12 baskets with the pieces of five barley loaves left over by those who had eaten. Amen. You know, it hit me this week. The feeding of the 5,000 is good Thanksgiving passage. It has kind of the themes of Thanksgiving that we know so well, right? It revolves around food. If some of you are like me, you pray before every meal. And that's a primary area. You give God thanks. If you're like me, Thanksgiving, you and your family is a big meal, right? Feeding of 5,000, does it get any bigger than that? No. So certainly that aspect of Thanksgiving. I always think of how this little boy was so grateful and so generous. That seems like a holiday Thanksgiving type thing. What little I have, I'll give it unto the Lord. But the thing that was really sticking with me this week, kind of crazy thing, the thing I just want you to pray about this morning as we go into this meal, is we're told in the story that Jesus at the very end of the story has 12 baskets left over of food. You ever like ponder and chew on why that is? Like, it's not enough that Jesus fed 5,000, but he's got to have some leftover food as well, just in case. You know, why'd that take place? And different people have different answers. There are like some folks out there that are skeptical that it was really a miracle. And so the person had to write in the Bible that there was leftover food because they thought like maybe Jesus took the smallest micro piece of bread and gave, look, that counts. You all ate because you got the smallest. No, there's definitely a miracle there. Other people point out how like in the Old Testament, the people of Israel only could take enough bread for the day, but Jesus provides abundantly more than that. Certainly that could be the case. But I want you to focus on one thing. I think this is what it is. I could be wrong, but I think this is what it is. That each and every disciple got a basket of bread to remember what God had done. They not only ate the food, they not only saw it for themselves, they got a memento of the miracle to remember what God has done. I'm going to let you in on a dirty little secret. I only have two Thanksgiving sermons. Did you know that? I use one on even years and one on odd years. This is an even year. You're getting the even year one, but there's an odd year one too. Just in case you're curious, the odd year one is this, that the reason we thank God is because it's the one thing we can do to give back to Him. Like a lot of times we get to our mindset, well, is there anything I can do for God? And you say, I can give enough money to please God. No, you can't. You say, I'll do enough good works to please God. No, you can't. You say, I show up enough to church. No, you can't. And you think to yourself, there's nothing I can do to please God. Oh, slow down. It says in the Old Testament, it says in the Bible, there is one thing. You can come into God's house and give Him the praises that He deserves. That's one way you can thank God. And that's the sermon I preach when it's odd years, right? So next year, get ready for that sermon. This year, what I'm going to preach on is what Thanksgiving does for you. And it's just as we sang in that song, is that reminder that God is at work. We've seen the miracle of the feeding of the 5,000, but we remember and we remind ourselves that God is at work, and we keep these mementos that God is present, alive, and doing things in our lives. Let you in on a little bit of bad news. We as humans throughout history forget very quickly the things God has done. Then when we find ourselves in the next jam, we are desperate to God. We don't trust Him. We don't know how it's going to end up because we've forgotten how much and how far He's taken us to begin with. And part of the discipline of Thanksgiving is reminding yourself of the nonsense God got you through so that next year you'll be even stronger in His name. And this is why we've gathered together to celebrate Thanksgiving. Y'all look at me like I'm crazy, so I'm going to tell you exactly what this will look like. $1.39 at Kroger changed my life. Did you know that? I spent $1.39 and I bought just a simple little memo pad. Y'all know those little memo pads that could be no bigger than this, fit in your back pocket, little pieces of lined paper. And the reason I did that was this. I felt convicted that I had been praying and asking God for a lot of things, but I couldn't even remember what I had prayed a week beforehand. Oh God, I need you to do this today. And then a week later, I forgot what I had asked for. And if God showed up and delivered, I hadn't written it down. So I said to myself, you know, I'm going to write a notepad. I'm going to keep a little record of what God has done. On one side of the sheet of paper, I pray for Him for all that I need going on in a given month. On the other side, I write down if He's done anything. My friends, that $1.39 I spent at Kroger has changed my life. I look back over that little notepad and I see what God has done. And I'll get a day, I'll be, man, I'm really distressed at what's going on at Redeemer. And then I look back 3 years ago and I see God had answered prayers in that same vein. I'll be worried about something going on in my family. And I'll look back from 2 years ago and see God's working in mighty ways. Even last month, I'm like, oh, I'm so worried. And then I look back a month from now, I see, oh man, God is at work. It's my basket, right? It's what God has given me to say, not only did you see the miracle, I want you to remember the miracle of what's going on. I'll keep this nice and brief, but I want you to think about this. Redeemer, this morning and for the next 2 weeks till Thanksgiving, what is your 2018 basket? What's your 2018 basket of bread? What are those things that God has done that you don't naturally remember just because, and I love you all when I say this, but you're thinking of your own thing, just like I'm thinking of my own thing. That you need to take a moment to stop and say, God, I remember you got me through that. God, I remember you provided for me through that. God, I remember that you took care of me in that moment. And let that be the joy of Thanksgiving. Not just so that you can praise God for it, but so that when 2019 gets here, you've got the strength to keep going knowing God is a great God, an all-powerful, almighty God. What's your basket of bread for 2018? What's the memento of the miracle for 2018? That as you pray and you ponder, you know that God showed up, you write it down, they'll give you the strength to serve Him next year. Man, those disciples, they ate all the bread, and they had a good time, they were full, and they were stuffed, and an interesting thing happens. We're told that the very next day, the crowds come up, and what do they want? We want more bread, Jesus. If you don't give us more bread, we're leaving you. They're annoying as all get out. But what the disciples do? They've got their basket and say, you know what? I know you provided bread yesterday, so I know you're going to provide bread for me today. Let that be your memento of the miracle and give Him thanks for that. Let's pray. Oh, gracious Father, we do thank you for the feeding of the 5,000, but we pay our attention to the thing that sometimes get neglected, and that is that there is leftovers. There's a tangible reminder of what you had done. I pray for this room, everyone in this room, that today, this morning, they would be able to think and remind and recall some of the tangible things you have done. Some of the folks in this room have been sick and ill, and you have brought healing. Give them that reminder, Father, of what you've done. Some of the folks in this room were looking for jobs a year ago, and you have provided for them. Give them that tangible reminder of what you have done. Some of these folks in this room had conflict with family or friends, and you have brought reconciliation, and we praise you for that, Father. Give them that tangible reminder of what you've done. Some of these kids in this room, 5 years ago, they thought their kids were crazy, and now they're Rhodes Scholars, and thank you, Father, for that. Give them that reminder of what you've done. But not just to feel good, but, Father, so that when 2019 gets here, they have all that much more courage. They have all that much more faith. They have all that much more willingness to surrender everything to you, knowing that you are the God that can not only feed the 5,000, but there's plenty left over. We are grateful, Father, and we give you thanks. In Christ's name, amen.